Do you have questions about the Bible? Are the stories really true or are they myths? Does the Bible contain errors? Did Jesus of Nazareth really live? Does the Bible contradict science? An individual once asked, did the Ark of the Covenant really exist? Having seen a rendition of it in a movie, he thought it was just a myth. But though the movies sensationalized certain aspects concerning the Ark of the Covenant, it is reported to have been a real object. The book of Exodus records its construction and laws that accompanied its use. Now, the original Ark of the Covenant has not been seen for centuries, but that it existed is purported to be true. The absence of it does not prove that it did not exist. Mankind should not think it strange that an artifact becomes non-existent. In the same manner, some have questioned the existence of Jesus of Nazareth. They say that there is no evidence, apart from the Bible, that he did exist. Therefore, they conclude that he did not. The assumption, however, is without support. The historian Flavius Josephus wrote, "Now there was about this time Jesus, a wise man, if it be lawful to call him a man, for he was a doer of wonderful works, a teacher of such men as received the truth with pleasure. He drew over to him both many of the Jews and many of the Gentiles. He was the Christ. And when Pilate, at the suggestion of principal men among us, had condemned him to the cross, those that loved him at the first did not forsake him, for he appeared to them alive again the third day. As the divine prophets had foretold these and 10,000 other wonderful things concerning him. And the tribe of Christians, so named for him, are not extinct at this day." Josephus was born in the first year of the reign of Caius Caesar, or Caligula. Caligula reigned from 37 to 41 AD. Concerning the reliability of Josephus, it has been said, "Josephus is the most diligent and the greatest lover of truth of all writers, nor are we afraid to affirm of him that it is more safe to believe him, not only as to the affairs of the Jews, but also as to those of that are foreign to them, than all the Greek and Latin writers, and this because his fidelity and his compass of learning are everywhere conspicuous." The evidence supports the position that Jesus did indeed exist and was raised from the dead on the third day. The scriptures, as well as reason, substantiate that he was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, even Jesus Christ, our Lord. For centuries, the word and work of God has come under fire in man's feeble attempt to undermine the truth of the sacred writings. When individuals reject Jesus as the Christ and reject the Bible as the Word of God, they do so in spite of the evidence, not because of it. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle John, who said, "He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in him. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he hath not believed in the witness that God hath borne concerning his Son." 1 John chapter 5 and verse 10.